Hello, this is a Sea Jason podcast. My name is Bernard Biles, and it is my pleasure to introduce you to our study, Comparison of Iron Dosing Strategies in Patients Undergoing Long-Term Hemodialysis. In the majority of dialysis centers, supplemental iron is given intravenously at doses of 100 to 200 mg weekly, biweekly, or maybe once a month. There are several parenteral iron preparations on the market. One of these, ferricarboxymaltose, can be administered at significantly larger doses at a single sitting due to its distinct formulation. The product label of ferricarboxymaltose allows single doses of 500 to 1000 mg in otherwise healthy iron deficient subjects or chronic kidney disease patients who are not on dialysis. We were wondering whether equally efficacious intravenous iron supplementation in hemodialysis patients can be achieved with higher single iron doses that are given less frequently. This approach could potentially save handling time for personnel in busy dialysis settings. We carried out a prospective randomized controlled trial with two treatment arms over a duration of 40 weeks. The reference arm received 100 mg of iron sucrose every 2 weeks, so therefore this group received 20 iron injections over the course of the study. The comparator arm received 4 injections of ferric carboxymaltose, 500 mg every 10 weeks. By the end of the study, both arms received the same total dose of 2 grams of intravenous iron. Our study was designed as a non-inferiority trial. As primary endpoint, we compared the change in hemoglobin from the beginning to the end of the study between the two treatment arms. As secondary endpoints, we were also looking at markers of iron sufficiency, specifically ferritin and transferrin saturation, and how much of erythropoiesis-stimulating agent therapy was administered. Our main finding was that the less frequent administration of 500 mg ferricarboxymaltose failed to maintain hemoglobin as efficiently as the more frequent administration of 100 mg iron sucrose. We further noted lower iron stores in the ferricarboxymaltose-treated patients. We did not find any differences between the doses of erythropoiesis-stimulating agents between the two groups. Unexpectedly, we saw more infections in the iron sucrose-treated patient group. However, our study was not large enough to make definite conclusions here. We are discussing possible mechanisms in the paper, but do suggest that this aspect is paid attention to in future studies. In conclusion, there appears to be no benefit in changing current standard of care for iron supplementation in dialysis with respect to individual dosing and frequency, even more when also taking into account the currently higher cost for ferric carboxymaltose. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.